Hello, hello, and welcome to Lulu's List. I'm Seuss, also known as Lulu Lawrence, and this is the podcast where I talk about all the fics I've read and what I enjoyed about them. You can find me on Tumblr and AO3 as Lulu Lawrence, on Twitter as Lulu Lawrence Wendy, and on Ko-fi at www.ko-fi.com/LuluLawrence. In this episode, I'll be discussing the fics I read during the month of June. I somehow managed to complete 19 fics in series, so I'm kind of afraid I'm just going to be repeating the same phrases over and over again because of how much I absolutely loved all of these amazing fics. But if that's the case, then I guess you're just going to have to deal with it. All right, I'm ready to rave about all these amazing fics, so let's go ahead and get started. The first series that I completed was the Risen series by Cream Coffee Lou on both Tumblr and AO3. This series is about 20,000 words long. It's rated explicit and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary for part one, The Risen, reads, "In search of the next breaking story, Harry goes off to do something no one else has been able to do, get the scoop on Louis Tomlinson and his devoted group of followers." And then part two reads, "The Belonging, somewhere deep in the Colorado Rockies, Harry found a family, a purpose, a home." This fic, first of all, I couldn't remember, actually, if I included it on my podcast at the end for last month or not. It's a series that I have actually, like, the first part I did read a while ago while it was on Anonymous, and then part two came, and I had not read that one because I didn't realize that it had been switched to include, it wasn't anonymous anymore. So I was looking for where I had found it before and it had disappeared, and I just thought that it had been deleted. So anyway, I finally was able to read the second part and kind of refresh what happened in the first part. And you guys, this fic is just, the series is just so good. There is a lot, it's a very dark fic. It's a cult fic. It also got ABO dynamics. It is Alpha cult leader Louis and journalist Omega Harry. And it's just, it's dark. It takes place in the 1970s and there's a lot of potentially triggering topics. So please be sure that you're checking those tags and keeping yourself safe if that is anything that might be dangerous for you. That said, this fic, with that darkness, it's like super creepy and there's like, there's a lot of stuff that's just really not okay happening, but it's so fascinating and I love exploring it in the safety of fiction. You know, like I really love exploring those kinds of just disturbing kinds of things where you know it's not real. And this is just, it's just so fascinating the way that they go through it. I think that the way that I described it was like, it's fascinating yet shudder-inducing at the same time. The world sucks you in. And it's slightly unreliable narrator because of the way that things are kind of happening. And then when you finally realize what's going on, it's just, it's kind of horrifying. But then Harry's been kind of sucked in and you kind of, and like because of that, like you have also been sucked into it all, and it's just always fascinating. And the way that it all kind of, you start wondering where it's going to go in the second part, because you're like, okay, but like, is he figuring out what's happening here, and is he going, you know, like what's happening? But then like it all just kind of turns and it's just like, oh shit, like it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot, but it's just really fascinating and really incredible the way that it's all done. The next fic that I read, I actually read probably most of this during the month of May, but because it's a long fic, I wasn't able to finish it until June. And the fic is called Darling, So It Goes by Disgruntled Kitten Face on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 195,000 words long. It is rated explicit and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry Styles is a world-famous actor at the height of his career, but a personal low point when he meets His Serene Highness Prince Louis of Monaco by chance. He doesn't think they'll ever see each other again, but after striking up a correspondence, it turns out they have more in common than he thought. Then they start to fall for each other. Louis is different from anyone Harry has dated before, and their relationship moves fast as Harry realizes he's ready for a change. Soon, Harry finds himself adapting to an entirely new life in a country where he doesn't know the rules, the customs, even the language. Harry is used to people underestimating him, and he's more determined than ever to prove them wrong. He just needs Louis to meet him halfway. Grace Kelly, AU. Okay, you guys, this fic was a Big Bang fic, and it was just absolutely epic. Like, it's true, like, epic in nearly every way that is usually used as a literary term. It takes place over a pretty good amount of time. Like, not as much as you would normally think for the fact that it goes from the time that they meet all the way through getting to know each other and their courtship and then their engagement and even past their wedding into a little bit of their marriage. Like, for as much as it's covering of their relationship, it doesn't take place over that much time. However, because of how much is covered in their kind of whirlwind romance, as well as all of the places that you go and you see them in, and like all of the changes that are taking place with both of them, the way that they're both kind of adapting and learning and growing, and all of that, like, it truly is epic. Like, you start at one place with these characters and you end in a completely different place. And it's amazing. It is done so well. So Louis is clearly a prince. He is royalty. And then Harry is essentially the Grace Kelly character. He's an actor. And so they're both famous. And so they both have their own, like, money and their own kind of responsibilities, and they're both kind of familiar with fame and, you know, dealing with the public's expectations and things like that, which is really, really interesting to see how they're able to bond in that way. Like, I really loved being able to see that, like, yes, their life experiences were so completely different from each other that, like, it's hard for them to really fully comprehend the other's life. But at the same time, because of those unique experiences, they're also able to understand each other and the difficulties and the struggles that they have had on their own growing up and just dealing with all of it. In a way that's very unique to them. Like, there's not many people who would understand the two of these characters in that particular way, and yet they were able to find each other, and that's just really beautiful. So seeing, like, the way that they're connecting, and it really is on a deep level, and seeing, like, the way that their chemistry is and just watching it grow is amazing. I really, really loved watching that all happen. And what's really interesting as well for me is that I enjoy watching relationships grow and build and develop, but when it's a fic that's as long as this one, like 200,000 words long, like, it's covering a lot, but I'm not somebody who really particularly enjoys reading about established relationships all that much, probably because I already have an established relationship myself, and I don't want to read about other people struggling in the same way that I struggle. A lot of times it's too close to home, I think. But this was just fascinating because of the very particular world in which they were in, and they were have like all these different hurdles, and the way that they were just such a team, and then all of the surrounding characters as well. Like, I love Liam so much, you guys, and then Mitch, I about died when he was introduced. Like, I was screaming at Maggie so much while I was reading that, because I just, oh my gosh. And I love Gemma so much as well. Like, there's just, these characters are incredible. Harry Lambert and Zane are just perfection. And then Nick, I love Nick. You guys know that I love Nick Grimshaw. I just adore him. And his character in this was just, he was just perfect. He was exactly who Harry needed him to be. And like, both as a best friend as well as a manager, and like hearing the story of how they kind of found each other in those roles, it was just wonderful. And there was just so much in this, you guys. And it was just it was just so great the way that the families were kind of depicted, and like the struggles that each of them had with those things and the people that they had become because of their families, as well as kind of just like their circumstances and who they wanted to be, and not just like who they were expected to be, like just all of it. I could talk for so long about this fic, you guys. I could probably do an entire hour-long podcast just delving into it and really digging deep into these characters because I just adored them and all of the different facets that were put into this. Like, oh man, you guys, it was just so good. It was so good. And it did not feel that long. It was one of those fics where like it ended and I didn't want it to. And I was like, you know, I don't want to ask for more because this was so perfect and it already covered so much. Like, what more would she give us? But because it was such a wonderful world and it felt so safe and it felt so just welcoming, and it was so nice. I just really loved it, and I just wanted to kind of live in that world a little bit more. And so, yeah, there's some fics that you dive into, and they just feel good. And this is one of those fics because they go through struggles, and it's not all like just easy and sunshine and rainbows. It's not. They deal with a lot of stuff, but like with each other as well as their circumstances, and just there's a lot of hurdles that they have to jump and a lot of things that they have to work the like work through together and like individually. And so it's not just like an easy thing for them, but it feels safe. You feel like it's some place that you will be taken care of, and I just really appreciate that in a fic. Sometimes you just really need that, you know? And that's definitely one of them that you can get that kind of feeling from. So I appreciated that. Okay, what's really funny is that that 195,000 word fic is then followed up by a 2,000 word fic by the same author. This one is titled An Honest Mistake, again by Disgruntled Kitten Face on both Tumblr and AO3. Like I said, this fic is about 2,000 words long. It is not rated, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, "You look different when you're not covered in cum," he blurts out, immediately regretting each and every life choice that has led to this exact moment. Elevator guy is going to hate him. Louis has ridden the elevator with his neighbor all week. The first time they speak, there's a misunderstanding. So this fake is basically like a meet ugly. I struggled as to whether to say that this was pining or not because it's only 2,000 words long. So can you really have pining in a 2,000 word long fic? And I think that you can because if it's not pining, it's at least like, you know, crushing. Does that make sense? I feel like it fits. Anyway, it's just so fluffy, and there's flirting and humor and banter and obviously that misunderstanding, and it's so funny. I listened to this as an episode of the Fanfic Fanatic podcast, and I literally giggled out loud so many times while listening to it. This was one of those fics that I kept wanting to read, and I just hadn't gotten around to it. And so I was really excited when it was on that podcast, so I was able to listen to it and just kind of slip it in while I was trying to get some other things done. And it was so enjoyable. It was wonderful. So, if you're considering reading it, definitely give it a chance if you need a quick little laugh. And if you don't have time to read it yourself, then go ahead and listen to the podcast because it's a lot of fun. It's definitely worth listening to as well. The next fic that I read was called Dark Blue by Larry BR on Tumblr and Safety Film on AO3. It's about 6,000 words long. It is rated teen and it is a gen fic. It's OT4 Friendship. The summary reads, 2 nights before Made in the AM is released, Harry has an unusual dream, but it might be more than that. Okay, so this fic, I'm trying to remember. This was for a fest of some sort. I think it might have been the One Direction Song Fest or Lyrics Fest or something like that. So this fic was based on What a Feeling, and it is canon divergent. It's basically canon compliant up through like the week before Made in the AM was released. And then it kind of goes apocalyptic and dystopian, but at the same time, the entire thing is like a crack fic. It's only 6,000 words long, and it is so hard to summarize this fic, you guys. I was just sitting there trying to figure out like how to explain what exactly this fic is, and there's just no good way to do it, because nothing quite gives the right idea as to what you're reading. This really is crack fic in the best of ways, because it's one of those things where you're reading it and it's very apocalyptic, dystopian, like kind of like end of the world. But at the same time, you're sitting there the whole time, like, okay, but is this supposed to be serious? Like, is this something that I'm supposed to be taking seriously, or is this just making fun of everything? And you just don't really know, but it's so absurd at the same time, you guys. Like, you're just sitting there and you're like, I don't know whether to laugh or be scared. And you're kind of feeling both. It's just so funny, and it's so weird, and it's so great. And it involves so much. What's really fun is that there's some really great dedication to sign language in this and using it as communication between Harry and Louis. And so that's really fun, especially like there's just a lot of detail that the author really used to focus on that. And so I really appreciated that and liked that. But yeah, like the world is literally falling apart and it's one direction's fault. Please just read this fic. I need to talk to people about this, okay? People who understand exactly I just want to know if anybody else was kind of thrown by the tone and had a, like, it's wonderful, you guys. I'm literally sitting here like I don't know what words to use, because I need somebody to talk with and just kind of figure out what happened in the thick, because like I know what happened. It's like I said, you guys, it's just the weirdest creep, it's just the weirdest fic, and yet it's like the end of the world. It's so funny. I just please read it. It's one of the most unique fics I've read in this fandom in a very long time. Like, it's right up there with the egg fic. And if you don't know the egg fic, then you guys are really missing out. Come and send me an ask on Tumblr. I will share the egg fic with you, one direction. But this is right up there with that. And that's saying something, because I hold that fic in high esteem. I love that fic. So, that's all I can, it's the what a feeling crack fic. Yeah, read it, please. It's fantastic. On a very, very different note, following that, the next book that I read was Choo Choo's Me by Lady AJ-13 on Tumblr and Lady AJ_13 on AO3. This fic is about 4,000 words long. It is rated G, and the pairing is Liam and Louis. The summary reads: Liam is a commuter with a crush. Louis is a chirpy ticket inspector who occasionally mans the drinks trolley and sometimes makes announcements, his broad Yorkshire accent fighting the outdated train speakers. The train ships it. This fake is adorable. So yeah, it's basically train conductor Louis and commuter Liam. It's very much a meet cute. It's just the crushes are adorable, and there's just so much kissing, and it's just so fluffy and cute, and I just really loved it. It almost entirely takes place on the train, and it's a wonderful little premise, and the dynamic between the two characters is so much fun. And like when things happen on this particular commute that don't normally happen, and because of that, they finally get to talk. And like, it's just so much fun, you guys. It's just so much fun. Like, Louis basically just crashes in and makes all of Liam's dreams come true, and it's just wonderful. It's so pure. It's so pure and so sweet, and it's just a lot of fun. And if you read Rare Pairs, this is a wonderful Lilo fic. I really loved it. And I think that pretty much anybody who knows anything about Lady AJ's fics will also appreciate it to the same level as all of their other fics. It's just a really great one. The next fic that I read was The Greatest Thing by Infinitely Mint on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 164,000 words long. It's rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads: What's that on your finger? Louis asks, his voice higher than usual, slightly panicked, as though he's realized something that Harry hasn't even begun to comprehend. Harry looks down on his right hand, then sees nothing and moves on to the left, and oh, a ring. Or Harry and Louis haven't spoken since the band broke up, when a dangerous combination of Niall Horan, tequila, and an ordained Elvis impersonator means that the two of them have to embark on their biggest publicity stunt to date, together. AKA the semi-canon accidentally married in Vegas fic that has been 7 years in the making. I've talked about this fic before because I was reading it as a whip, so I read it as it went along. I don't even remember how many chapters there are in this one, but it's like 20-something chapters if I remember correctly. And actually, no, that might be another fic. Let me take a look at this real fast because I don't want to give really horrifically wrong information. Okay, yep, this one has 10 chapters. Sorry about that. So I read it as it went along. I read it over the course of a few months, which is one of the only ways that I can usually read really long fics. And for me, really long is anything over like 90,000 words. I have to build myself up to it. But this fic is just wonderful. I love Infinitely Limits fics. One of the very first fics I ever read in this fandom was one of theirs. And one of my very favorite fics is also one of theirs. Although one of my very favorite fics by them is actually one that most people are not quite so familiar with because it's very painful. Anyway, one of the things that I love about her writing is that she takes like everything that you want to happen in a fic following some like certain specific tropes, and she makes it happen for you, but it's always in a way that you don't quite expect. And it's just wonderful. But then also, I love angst. I love to hurt a little bit while I'm reading and then be healed and put back together again. And she is just like wonderful with that. What I found really wonderful about this particular fic, and I actually talked to her about this a little bit while she was still posting, is that like I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop because I was like, wait, is there going to be more pain? But like the pain was in the healing. And I feel like anybody who has gone through, you know, a really big hurt, you understand what I'm talking about when I say that. It, like, of course, healing is helpful and good and it needs to happen and it's so worth it. But healing is hard and healing can be really painful, whether it's a physical healing or an emotional or a mental, like, it doesn't really matter what kind of healing you're doing. If it's from a really big injury, a really big moment in your life that like hurt you really bad, it can hurt and it's hard to work through. And that's what these characters are doing. And there's so much healing and that's where the pain kind of comes from. But it's so satisfying to see them work through it and figure it out. And just the way, like, it's so soft and gentle in the way that the healing is done, because that's what Harry needs in order to work through it and to get through it. Like for so long, he hasn't had that kind of gentle caring, and that's kind of recognized and that's what's given to him in this fic, and it's beautiful. The way that I kind of summarize this is it's a friends to enemies to husbands to friends to lovers fic. because it's fake marriage. I love fake marriage fics, you guys. Accidental marriage, where they actually have to stick with it, but like they can't just tell people that they accidentally got married, or like not everybody knows that they're not really married, and so they have to kind of like hide it and pretend like it's real so that they're not caught and there's not some sort of like, you know, detrimental thing. Like most of the accidental marriage fics that I have read in the past have been ones where they're like, they got married for a certain benefit, like whether it's to get cheaper housing in uni, or maybe they get married. Like one of my favorite fake marriage fics had to do with Louis in the army, and I think it helped Harry get out of his school loans or something, and so they had to stay married for a certain amount of time in order for the school loans to be forgiven and not to get found out, but like everybody had to believe that they were married because they could get in huge legal trouble if they weren't really. Anyway, just all this stuff I love fake marriage fics. And so this one is just perfect with that. And especially because they're public figures, it was a lot of fun to kind of be on the inside and see them kind of faking the relationship with each other, but at the same time having it be one of those things where they're just like acting like themselves and then including just a few more other things. So it's kind of like fake relationship ramped up a little bit. Oh, it's wonderful. But there's just, yeah, all the healing. And it's just so much fun to see kind of where this journey takes them and how much both of them are healing and growing and discovering about themselves and each other as that goes on. It's just a really great fic. They work through all that hard stuff and there's just so much cuddling and love and growth between them. And it's just so self-indulgent. Like, she seriously makes all of our dreams come true and everything that we want to kind of happen with regards to, like, just a bunch of stuff with, you know, the boys and, you know, just... I don't want to give spoilers. So I'm just going to say she makes our dreams come true. Okay. So if you want to read a fic that kind of allows all of our dreams to come true with regards to like a lot of different things, then go ahead and read this fic. You will not regret it. I promise. Well, maybe I don't promise because it depends on what you want from a fic, but I can almost guarantee it. The next fic that I read is The Grundy County Auction Incident by Has to Be Good on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 4,000 words long. It is rated teen, and the pairing is Nick, Harry, and Louie. The summary reads, Harry stepped out of his blue Jeep wearing his tightest black skinnies, his favorite leather cowboy boots, and a sheer floral shirt that was nearly unbuttoned. Sure, he stuck out amidst the plaid shirts and denim jeans of the other people attending the Grundy County Livestock Auction. But that was the point. He had to stand out to be noticed. And he did want to be noticed because today, Harry was looking for a new sugar daddy. This fic is fantastic. It is all basically, it all kind of stemmed from a TikTok. This was a country fic and obviously is polyamory. There's kind of a frame narrative aspect to it because it's also established relationship. But basically, you're kind of learning about how they got together. And you're learning about the Grundy County auction incident that kind of was the spark to them kind of coming to find each other. And it's just so cute. It's so much fun. I threw the link to this TikTok into a chat that I have with some people who like rare pairs. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you guys, imagine this. And I was throwing out random pairings that it could potentially work with. And Jenny, thankfully, like, was like, let's do this. Let's make it happen. And it... She gave us just one of the most wonderful fics. It's so good and it's so fun. And I kept laughing and kind of snickering because of just the way that it kind of comes about and happens. And so I think that if you like Style and Shaw, even just a small degree of the amount that I do, you will love that fic. Okay, the next fic that I read is Remember Me Before You by Kings of Everything on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 294,000 words long. It is rated explicit and the pairing is Harry and Louis, but there's also a lot of Zayn and Niall in there. They're just a really prominent side pairing. And the summary reads, desperate to find a new place to live after he comes home to find his boyfriend cheating, Harry moves into a loft with three strangers, a new girl at you. Okay, so this is another whip. This is the one that has like 20 something chapters that I accidentally gave the number for earlier. just kidding. It has 39 chapters. I don't know what I'm talking about with regards to that because I don't pay enough attention to them probably. So anyway, this is almost 300,000 words long. It is very long, but it's worth it, you guys. Okay. As soon as Lauren was started talking about writing this fic, I knew that I wanted to read it. But when she started also talking about how many words it was going to be and how it was going to be such a long fic for her, I knew that if I did not read this as a whip as she posted it, that I would probably never get around to reading it because I have such high anxiety regarding reading fics that are more than 100,000 words long all in one go, just because of how long it can take me to find the time to read those kinds of fics. I knew that if I didn't read it as she posted, I would never read this fic, and I wanted to because I love New Girl. I've only ever seen like the first two seasons and maybe part of the third one, maybe. But I watched it as it aired and I just adore it. Okay. I just thought it was so funny and so quirky. And it's just one of those TV shows that makes me legitimately laugh out loud at just the amazing insanity of these extreme characters all together and the way that it somehow works. And so I was just super fascinated by the fact that she was taking that show's premise and she was like turn making it so that it fit the One Direction guys. She did such a great job. So Harry is Jess, Louis is Nick, Niall is Schmidt, Liam is Winston, Zane is Cece. And so, like, that means that Harry is a teacher, Louis's a bartender, but he's also a writer, or at least he wants to be a writer. Niall's just a business guy. I don't even know what he does, really. Liam is, well, he's a former professional European basketball player, and then I don't even, he's a bunch of different things in the fic otherwise. Zane's a model, because, of course. And it's just, it's friends to lovers, and it's the slowest of slow burns. Like, it's something like a 200,000 words of slow burn, and then another 100,000 of them just like trying to figure their shit out because, like, they're just such hot messes. They are such a mess, you guys. It's like a 300,000 word long crack fic with feelings, okay? It's so ridiculous and it's so insane. But at the same time, you're just sitting there and you're just rooting the characters because you just want them to do well. You want them to succeed and you want them to be happy. They're just so insane. And at one point, you will hate Niall. I'm sorry to say it. His character is a dick. And the decisions that he makes are just horrible. But it's okay because he comes around again. He figures it out, okay? It's just, there's just so much that happens. And it's such, like, it's 300,000 words long. This is another one that's epic. It happens over the course of years, but it has to happen over the course of years because of everything that's going on. And so what's really nice though is that, like, the way that she tried to divide it up, like, she put a lot of effort to try to make it so that every chapter kind of feels like an episode. So if you only have time for a chapter here or a chapter there, like, that's okay. But that being said, just like there are some episodes where, like, two episodes actually tell are a continuation of each other, so it's like an hour long episode instead of a half hour. There are some chapters that are like that, and then there's chapters that have, you know, the really big, like, cliffhanger, kind of like it's at the end of a season, and then you don't want to stop reading. So, like, you can take it in smaller bite-sized pieces, and it's really wonderful for that because I'm somebody who works really well with rewards, and so I will say, like, okay. If I can finish cleaning the bathrooms, I can read another chapter. If I, you know, fold the laundry, then I'll read another chapter. And this is the perfect kind of fic for that kind of a reward system if you're somebody who works well like that. If you're not, then, you know, maybe just don't sleep for a couple of days and read it all the way through. But however long it takes you to get to this, you want to read it, okay? It is a fantastic fic. It is so good. It's so funny. It's so ridiculous. And it's just really, really good. And you might yell at Lauren a couple of times, but it's okay because she makes it up to you in the It's a great fic. The next fic that I read is called New York Kiss by Kel Sontamont on Tumblr and Words and Notes on AO3. It's about 47,000 words long. It's rated mature, and the pairing is Zane and Louis. The summary reads, "Also, in case you hadn't noticed, I'm quite the narcissistic type, and I didn't want that cute guy to have a bad opinion of me for the rest of his life." "Who, me?" Zane bats his lashes jokingly, ignoring the fact that his heart skipped a beat at Louis's words. "Yeah, you. So, shall we go?" Louis drops what remains of his cigarette on the floor and steps on it to light it off. Meanwhile, Zane makes a reckless decision. "All right, lead the way, De Niro." Or A Strangers to Lovers AU, where Louis is an actor, Zane is a writer, among other things, and they meet each other literally by accident in New York City just as the world is about to turn upside down. This fic, you guys, it is wonderful. It's pretty much famous, non-famous, but it's kind of complicated in that way. So it's actor Louis and writer Zane. It's kind of a meet ugly. Like, they meet because Louis accidentally injures Zane enough that Zane needs to go to the hospital. So with that, there's hurt comfort involved, but it's not just from that. Like, it's not just a physical hurt comfort, it's also emotional in a way, because a lot of this is happening right before COVID shuts like everything down. And so quarantine is kind of navigated, I suppose, is a good way to put it. And they like it shows the characters really having to deal with COVID, deal with like the social distancing and figuring out a way to still be safe even while it's, you know, it's still happening out there. And so because of that, there is a lot of angst. There's miscommunication that just naturally happens because of everything going on. But also there's a lot of fluff. Which doesn't seem like that matches, but I swear to you, it's so sweet and lovely. There are some other potentially triggering topics, so please be sure to read the tags and the author's note. They do a really good job of warning for anything that might potentially be dangerous for you. But if you are able to, and if you're interested in rare pairs, this fic is just so beautiful and so deep and so filled with emotion. Like the way that music is such a deep and intrinsic part of Zane is really incredible. The way that he kind of connects to it, and he has like an album for every mood that he's in, and it like he gets really detailed, and it's really fun because you kind of get insight into his mind and the way that it works as he's kind of sorting through his CDs at one point, and it's just so much f it's so cool. I was going to say fun, but I don't know if fun's the right word for this fic because it is kind of a more serious and heavy fic, but it's just really beautiful. His relationship with Harry is also really cool to see, like the way that they are able to navigate it as well. And then like the Ziem and Xyle friendship, you guys, it is so good because you don't get to see that much of it, but even in what you're seeing of it, you know how important it is and how it really did shape Zane to be the person that he is now. And it's such a great fic, you guys. It's so good. There's just so much feeling that's in it. And if you know anything about this author, they put the exact same amount of like just emotion into their words. You could feel and understand these characters in a way that I feel like you don't necessarily always get in every fic. But they just have a way of writing that you're able to get that, and you just really connect with these characters, and you just go on a really fascinating and wonderful journey with them because of the way that it's done. It's just a beautiful fic. There's also a sequel, which I have not read yet, but it goes a little bit more into the Liam and Niall that is kind of referenced in this one. And I'm really excited to read it. I finally went and I read the summary and learned what it was about as I was getting the list ready for this month. And it's just, I'm really excited. I think it's going to be really good because I always kind of wondered about the details that are kind of referenced to it all. And I'm really excited for that. So anyway, it's just a really great Zooey fic. Really wonderful dynamic with that. The next fic that I read is Now You're in My Life, I Can't Get You Off My Mind by so-y-let-your-voice-b-tamed on AO3. No, that's on Tumblr. On AO3, it is we underscore r underscore the underscore same. And this is about 34,000 words long. It is rated mature, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads: Harry loves romance, in theory, anyway. He loves the romantic movies, the careful brush of fingers against the back of a neck, the hand-holding, and the endless gazes. He loves the possibilities, the tension, and the wonder. He loves the idea of falling in love, finding someone to come home to. In reality, it's a little different, because as much as Harry loves the concept of dating, the reality sucks. Okay, you guys, this fic is incredible. There's ABO dynamics. It's Omega Harry and Alpha Louis, but it's also asexual Harry, and he is a sex repulsed asexual. There's a lot of internalized acephobia that he's dealing with, but like the Leary friendship, and he's roommates with Liam as well. So it's so sweet, you guys. Like, Liam is just so supportive, even if he doesn't fully understand, and even if Harry's not ready to talk about it with him. It's just wonderful knowing that, like, he has him to kind of rely on. It's a UniAU, and so it all kind of takes place on campus, and it takes place surrounding kind of the LGBTQIA club. And the things that Harry kind of learns at this club and the kind of friendship that he gets there is just really lovely. There's a meet cute that's involved. It's really sweet. There's a lot of pining and flirting, but there's also so much to do with self-acceptance. And like I pre-read this fic, and I'm biased for so many different reasons, but you guys, it's so good. Like the ace representation is so good. But not only that, there are so many other identities that are kind of explained and that are like new for Harry, or that he hadn't really, I don't know, hadn't really thought about, I guess. But also he gets to see them like in real life rather than just kind of learning about them, like as a possibility, I suppose, you know, something that exists. He sees real people who identify in this way, and he sees the way that they are able to live like really happy and full lives. And he kind of starts hoping that maybe, you know, maybe he could do that too. But seeing the way that all of this kind of comes to play in an ABO world is just so fascinating, and it's so well done, and it's just really good. Like there are so many times that I was just like squealing at Mia and like yelling at her, and also like so many times that she just like she just kind of squeezes your heart a little bit too tight, and you're just like, oh, that hurts a little bit, but that's it's so real, it's so legitimate, like it's just so good. Oh, it's a wonderful fic, you guys. The next fic that I read is We Might Have Took the Long Way by Evie Loves You on Tumblr, and For Your Eyes Only 28 on AO3. It's about 8,000 words long, it's rated G, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads: the story of a perfect first date, a mind-blowing first kiss, an interfering lawsuit, a lopsided bowl, flutes of champagne, a little bit of heartbreak, a faded TikTok, and lots of art. So this fic all kind of was based off of a TikTok as well. It's gallery owner Harry and artist Louis. Louis is also an art teacher, and then Zane is also an artist. Niall's a chef. It's just so sweet. It starts off with like this first date, and you're like, oh, this is so perfect. This is going to work out so well. Except like life happens, and things kind of like Harry drops the ball without really meaning to. Like he's really stressed. He's got a lot going on. Like it makes sense. It's not like he's just throwing out excuses, you know? But oh gosh, you guys, like it's kind of painful because like he's trying so hard, but he can't juggle it all. And because of that, people get hurt and things happen, and thanks to TikTok, he's able to kind of come up with a plan to try to work it out, and it's wonderful. I loved it. It was such a great fic. It's just exactly what you kind of want and hope it to be. All right, the next fic that I read was called Follow Your Arrow by Lady AJ-13 on Tumblr and Lady AJ underscore 13 on AO3. This fic is about 36,000 words long. It is rated teen, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads: they said Louis playing alpha wouldn't affect anything. It was the best thing for the band, so he doesn't really regret it, except deep in the dead of night when he bites down on his knuckles to swap the echoing ache of debris for a sting of pain. But if he'd known it meant stepping back from Harry, he'd have thought twice. Okay, so this is a Big Bang fic as well. It is canon divergent. It's got ABO dynamics. There's fake Alpha Louis, Secret Omega Louis. I love Secret Omega fics. But because he's faking being an alpha, he's actually the leader of the pack. And the rest of the band knows that he's actually an Omega, but nobody else does. Like, nobody. And oh my gosh, you guys, like, Harry presenting throws everything off, but like in the best of ways. It's just so good. And like, there's just so much. Oh my gosh, there's just so much that Louis is trying to deal with and trying to take care of, and he just wants to take care of his pack and make sure that everything's okay. But because of that, he's like ignoring himself and not taking care of himself. And like, who's gonna take care of Louis? Harry. Harry's gonna try to take care of Louis, but he can't take care of Louis if Louis doesn't let him. And oh gosh, there's just so much that's in this, you guys, okay? So there's like a lot of angst. It's a very particular kind of angst that you will only find in these kind of canon divergent fake Secret Omega Louie or Secret Omega Fakes, like there's a very specific kind of angst, and it comes in the form of like touch deprivation and dropping and debris and needing to nest and all of that. It's that kind of specific angst that I just love. And with that, there's also hurt comfort and self-discovery and pining. And okay, listen, like in the author's notes, like Lady AJ said that this fic was incredibly self-indulgent for them, but like I felt like what it really was is that it was very Seuss indulgent. It felt like I had given them a list of everything that I wanted in a fic that was like ABO of this kind, and they just kind of ticked off all the boxes and were like, here you go, here's a fic that is exactly to your specifications. It was just wonderful, you guys. It was so good. It was so good. Like, I know that I keep saying that about all these fics because they all were. They were all amazing, you guys. They're so good. But anyway, this fic just, not a single disappointing thing about it. It was just wonderful. It's like my dream fic. Okay, the next fic that I read. I'm laughing so hard, you guys, because like I didn't realize until I made the list how many fics. I read like two fics by a lot of different authors. It's just funny. I did not plan that, and I didn't even realize it while I was doing it, because like the fics are all so varied as well in like length and topic and pairing and stuff. Like I had no idea that I had done this. Also, I read a lot more than I anticipated, and so I just didn't realize it was all in the same month. Anyway, that's a joy for you guys. Okay, the next fic that I read is called Let Me Show You by Larry BLR on Tumblr. Oh, Larry Blur. Is that what that is? Okay, I might be an idiot, but that's kind of fun. Okay, anyway, Larry Blur on Tumblr. And then Safety Film on AO3. This fic is about 1,500 words long. It's rated teen, and the pairing is Harry and Louie. The summary reads, after three rounds and several empty bottles, Louis is feeling a bit tipsy and everyone else seems to be enjoying themselves. Niall has just finished his turn, never have I ever got a tattoo, to which everyone else groans and reluctantly drinks. Louis laughs to himself because he remembers the time he swore he'd never get a tattoo and now he's got an armful. At this point, the alcohol slides down Louis's throat like honey. Tomo, it's your turn now. He hums and looks around the room. Niall staring at him, giddy off the high of his last turn. Harry's got both hands around his drink now, the label torn to pieces on the floor. Zane and Liam are next to each other, and Louis remembers Zane telling everyone something that happened a few months ago. Or, everyone plays Never Have I Ever, and Louis discovers something about himself. This fic is wonderful. It's got Louis kind of questioning his sexuality, and they all kind of are playing Never Have I Ever, like the game, not the TV show. And so there's recreational alcohol and drug usage, but there's, oh my gosh, there's a lot of internal monologue, and it's so pure and it's so sweet. And like Louis is just trying to figure himself out, but also like he's so confused and he just doesn't know for sure. And the guys kind of help him figure it out, and specifically Harry. And it's just wonderful. It's really sweet and short and lovely. And it just gives you so much hope for like what will come after. It's really wonderful. I actually listened to this one as part of the Podfic Pals Pride episode. So definitely give it a listen if you would like. That episode was fantastic, but getting to hear this fic kind of be read to me was just, it was really lovely. Okay, the next fic that I read / listened to, because it was also part of that Pride episode, was Baby Don't Apologize by Neon Diamond on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 2,000 words long, it's rated teen, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, a new wave of guilt washes over Harry as he thinks of what his poor alpha has to go through every 4 months, all because of him. Don't do that, he hears Louis say from the next room. Don't blame yourself. Harry's face goes red with embarrassment as he realizes his alpha was able to detect his guilt through his scent. Damn pheromones. Harry being an asexual omega means his alpha Louis has had to spend his rets alone for the past decade despite being mated. He's not sure who feels most hurt by it. Okay, you guys, this fic. Oh my gosh, this fic. So it's clearly ABO dynamics. It's Alpha Louie and Omega Harry, but Harry is ace. And Harry is kind of insecure in this fic. It's established relationship. There's just so much fluff. It's so much domestic fluff and gentleness and love. Like, it is just so beautiful. But for me, at least, it also hit a little close to home. And it was kind of hard for me to listen to at times just because, like, I am also ace and in an established relationship that, I mean, we just hit 14 years. And so, like, there are times where, like, I also have to deal with the same kind of feelings that Harry deals with here. Like, I also struggle with those a bit. I mean, it's different, but like the way that it's written, I was just really able to identify with that. So because of that, like, it was really spot on. It was just perfectly described and explained with regards to that ace representation. So like in that way, it's just wonderful. And it really was filled with so much love. Like, it really was so wonderful. But like, it's just that insecurity that Harry feels and that guilt that Harry feels is something that I am unfortunately very familiar with and I struggle with still. And so like, it was hard, but it was also really, really like affirming to read a fic knowing that like I'm not the only one who struggles with that and that it is something that other people are familiar with too. And so it's another one of those things where it helps me feel a little less broken. Yeah, it was just really, really good. I wish I had better words for it, but I think that it just hit me a little too close, and I don't really know what more to say about it because it's just so, my feelings and my reaction to it was just so tied to my own personal life experiences that I'm not quite sure what more to say. But it might just, I think that it would be a really great fic to kind of give some insight to people who are not, they don't identify as ace, to kind of maybe understand a little bit better kind of the struggles and the things that we go through and the feelings that we have with regards to that particular identity. So, yeah. All right. The next fic that I read was Crawling on Your Shores by Julius Schmidt on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 67,000 words long and it's rated explicit, and the pairing was Liam and Harry. The summary reads, "You're a mechanic?" Liam nods. Harry gives him another long appraising look. This time it lingers on his hands. "Your nails are clean." The tips of Liam's fingers tingle. "Got laid off a month ago." "Sorry to hear that." Harry smiles, soft and small. Liam is searching for direction, purpose, connection, and ultimately himself. Harry is searching for aliens. All right, you guys, this fic was just a lot, okay? So yeah, it's mechanic Liam. It's just it takes place in small town USA. It takes place in like northern Michigan, and like there's a lot of OT4 friendship that's just really wonderful, but like Liam is just really lost in a lot of different ways. And so it has to do with self-discovery on a lot of different levels. There's there's extreme winter, and that's a tag that's used by the author, and it kind of made me snort because like it's really true, but like I hadn't really thought about it. It's just the winter, it's one of those things where the winter is almost a character in and of itself. It plays a really big role while not, it's just kind of present and it affects a lot, and it was just really fascinating the way that it was used in that way. But there's also a lot of discussion and thinking that's kind of focused on mental health, mental illness, and UFOs and suicide. There's a lot of concern over like the death and disappearance of a loved one that happened prior to the fic starting, and so because of that, there's a lot of angst. And the fic is just really heavy. So if that's something that is potentially triggering for you, then this is not a good fic for you to read because it is just really heavy. But it is so beautiful as well. There's kind of a secret relationship aspect to it, a lot of pining. As Alex herself kind of said, a vast universe of uncertainty and ambiguity. And that is a hell of a way to put it. Like, it is just really accurate. Because that's exactly kind of the thought that I had to myself while reading it, was that I kind of was like, the entire time Liam feels very unsure of where he stands with Harry, with the mechanic, like working as a mechanic, like with the friends. He feels unsure of whether he's doing the right thing, of people kind of thinking he's not doing the right thing. He's kind of unsure of Harry and what Harry is ultimately trying to do, what Harry ultimately believes of, and Liam's unsure of what he himself believes. He feels like he's treading this very fine line, and he has no idea ever if he's actually keeping to the line that he needs to be keeping to or not. It's just, it's a vast universe of uncertainty and ambiguity, and the way that she wrote that and had us all navigate it, it's amazing, you guys. I felt it to my very core. Like, I felt really unsure of myself, and I don't do well when I don't feel like I'm on steady ground. And so reading this fic and feeling like I was in this entire world where there just wasn't steady ground made it so that, like, I had to take a break a few times to, like, come back to myself and remind myself that, like, I am okay. I am anchored. Like, I am all right. I am not in the same place that Liam is in, because it's just all encompassing almost at times. So, just be careful with that. In the end, I ended up, like, just binge reading the rest of it, like, really fast, because I just couldn't put it down. But also because I knew that I needed to get through it. I couldn't drag it out anymore, or it would not be good for my own mental health. And I needed to know. I needed to know how the fic ended. I needed to make sure that these characters would be all right. And in the end, of course they are. It really is angst with a happy ending. There's just a lot that they have to work through in order to get there. And it all, like, there's just so much pain. Oh, there's just so much that all of them have to work through. And there's just, the characters are just so real and they're so believable. And it's so sad, but, like, it's so beautiful the way that they're able to kind of find strength and understanding with each other and with everybody. Like, it's just so good, you guys. This fic is just so good. See, I told you, I warned you that I would be saying the same things over and over again, right? Here we are. Okay, the next fic that I read is called True As It Can Be by B. Lou on Tumblr and Cherry Larry on AO3. It's about 12,000 words long. It is rated G, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, "Come into the light," Harry requests. There's hesitation, but then the figure steps into the moon's spotlight and Harry gasps. The beast, for lack of a better descriptor, is tall, large, and imposing. Blazing, intense blue eyes glare at her, and Harry isn't usually that good at reading people, but it's like she's staring into the pained soul of this creature that is more human than Harry had originally thought upon seeing her. At last, large paws with sharp claws pull down the lever to open the metal doors that trap Harry's mother, and Harry reaches for her immediately, pulling her into a hug and whispers into her hair, "I will escape, I promise." With that, the beast tears her mother from her arms and practically drags her down the stairs, not forgetting to close the cell on the way out. A Beauty and the Beast AU, but make it girl direction. Okay, this fic is, well, it's a Beauty and the Beast AU, and it's girl direction, which you basically got from that summary. Harry is Belle, and Louis is the Beast, and they're both girls, but, like, the rest of One Direction are boys. Liam is the Lumiere character. Niall is Cogsworth. That was really fun. I don't know why when I started reading it, but I kind of expected Niall to be Lumiere and Liam as Cogsworth. I feel like those are kind of more the character personalities, I guess, that they are both kind of given and fixed. But it worked so well with this characterization and with those choices that the author made. I really loved it. With that being said, Zane is the duster that's kind of like the girlfriend, like Lumiere's girlfriend. I don't know that she actually has a name in the animated movie, but that's his character, and he's wonderful. He's not, I mean, those three aren't really in the fic all that much, but I just really loved the way that the three of them were kind of depicted and the friendship that they obviously had with each other as well as with Louis. It was just really great. So anyway, it's kind of a historical setting, and it involves all of the wonderful things that fairy tales generally do. It's just a really fun amalgamation of the animated and live action Disney movies. It was just really sweet. Beauty and the Beast is like my favorite. I think it's my favorite Disney movie. If it's not my favorite one, it's definitely like top three. And I just love it. I have always loved it. I have always kind of seen myself as a Belle character who was just always just really into her books. And so I was, I just really, really loved reading this and kind of seeing the way that the characters were brought to life and kind of adapted to fit, especially with the Beast being a girl. I just really enjoyed seeing the, I just really liked that kind of, I don't know, it's just really subtle, but it was really lovely and really good. I don't really know what more to say about it. It was just so pure. It was just a really wonderful retelling and adaptation, I guess, of the story that I love so much. The next fic that I read is Something About Liminal Spaces by Kings of Everything on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 34,000 words long. It's rated explicit and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, searching for inspiration for his latest book and hoping distance will help heal his broken heart, Louis Tomlinson heads to the village of Piha. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Village of Piha on the west coast of New Zealand's North Island. There, he meets Harry Styles. 15 years older than Harry, Louis tries to keep his distance, but Harry is impossible to avoid and harder to ignore. Okay, so this was a Soulmates Abroad fic. I just really needed me some good soulmate fics, and so I downloaded a whole bunch, and so you're going to see that in the next few fics. I just was really into the soulmates idea. And so this one for Soulmates Abroad was obviously set in New Zealand. It's writer Louis and older Louis. He's a silver fox. I love it. Age difference. So younger Harry. What's really interesting about this one is the usage of soul marks and how the soul marks kind of work. Yeah, it's just really fascinating because it has to do with touch, which is not an entirely new concept. There's all sorts of different ways that I've seen authors use soul marks with regards to like their soulmate touching them, but the way in which it's done in this fic is really, really interesting, especially considering it is kind of, while it's not necessarily like normal, I guess, it's not a societal norm to like have deep and lasting relationships with people who aren't your soulmate, but it is in this fic something that is accepted and is just kind of known to happen. And so the ways that, like, I don't know, it's just really interesting the way that the people in those relationships kind of handle themselves as well as choose to quote unquote protect, I suppose, their relationship and their monogamy can be fascinating and interesting. And like the way that Louis and his ex did it, because he is divorced, it made sense. But at the same time, as the fic goes on, you realize how it might have made sense, but it maybe wasn't the best of ways to go about it. I don't know. It's just a lot that's really, it's just so fascinating, you guys. I really, really loved this fic. Because, like, touch was just so important. And, like, just autonomy and choices and decisions. Like, there was just a lot that went into this. And I just loved it. I loved the way that it was kind of handled. And how much it kind of added to the relationship that was built. And what, yeah, it's just, oh, it's just so good, you guys. The chemistry between the two of them and the way that Lauren was able to build that up was just like palpable. It was amazing. But also, it's soulmate style again, and I loved it so much, you guys. Their dynamic and the way that they kind of were as a couple was so much fun. I really loved it. And then like Liam on the side, poor Liam, having to deal with Louis and all of his issues. It was just so fun. I really loved it. It was one of those things where after I finished it, I was just like, well, clearly I just need to up and move to New Zealand and live in this wonderful, peaceful place and just be away from everything and everyone, right? Like, that's just the life I have to leave. That's the life I need to like go and live for myself. It sounds perfect. It was just a really wonderful fic. It was a really great read. And kind of similar and yet so different was my next fic, which is titled Only by AllWasWell16 on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is also 34,000 words long. It is also rated explicit, and it is also Harry and Louis, written for the Soulmates Abroad Fest. The summary reads, although Louis Tomlinson lived most of his life on the most remote island in the world, he's ready to leave home, attend university, and maybe have a chance at finding his soulmate. Prince Harry Styles reluctantly leaves London for yet another diplomatic visit, this time to the tiny island of Tristan da Cunha. Or the one where the electric touch of Louis' soulmate isn't enough to discount that he's a bit of a dickhead. Okay, so, first of all, sorry if I'm mispronouncing the name of this island. Outside of, like, Worldle, I just hadn't really heard of it before this fic. So it's set in Tristan da Cunha. It is famous, non-famous, royalty AU with soulmates, and it's kind of, I feel like enemies to lovers is a bit of an extreme explanation or description, but it might be like dislike to lovers, miscommunication, misunderstanding to lovers. I don't know, something like that. But, it's Prince Harry and post office tourism worker Louis. And then he's also a musician. So it really just kind of follows them like falling in love and all sorts of misunderstandings and their friendship and also just like the first time. And the fic is just like really, really sweet. And I love the way that everything was navigated considering how they were kind of unexpectedly thrown into the situation that they were, as well as like where they were thrown into the situation. And like the little side characters and those love socks and just, there's just so much that's in here. And it was really interesting to learn about the island. I'm assuming that like almost everything that happened on the island with like the different things that they have to do with regards to the fishing and the taking care of the land and stuff, I'm assuming that all of that is real, because the way that Anitra works is she does like the most research and then she just randomly puts it into the fic in a way that's so natural, and it feels just, it doesn't feel like an info dump or feel like too much. It just feels like she's just kind of sharing this basic information that obviously is just understood by the characters because that's the life that they lead. And it was just really great. It was really interesting to learn about the island and the way that they kind of take care of things and the way that they kind of function and work based on them just living their lives and going about it. But like the way that she worked in that soulmate connection was just really, really good. And I was sad when it ended and kind of accidentally yelled in my comment. So I'm sorry, Anitra, for that. I didn't realize I had read the entire fic as quickly as I had, and so I thought that there was more, and then there wasn't more, and so that was my own fault. It really is a lovely fic, though. It was just so good, and it was so interesting to kind of see the way that, like, the Louis' future plans kind of kept morphing and changing and adapting, and, like, I don't know. It was just a lot of fun kind of seeing his character and his personality come out in that. It was just really interesting and fun. Okay. We are on the last fic now. The last fic that I read this month is called Like It Was at the Start by Kel Santamont on Tumblr and Words and Notes on AO3. It's about 15,000 words long. It is rated teen, and the pairing for this one is actually Jen again. This one is a Liam and Louis friendship. The summary reads, Louis and Liam have been best friends since they were kids. When they get their soulmate marks at 15 and discover that they're bonded by something supposedly stronger than friendship, they have a hard time adjusting to this new reality. A platonic soulmates AU set in Lake Louise, Canada. So this was, once again, a soulmates abroad fic, and it was set in Canada, and it's best friends Liam and Louis, and it's just, it was really, really lovely the way that all of this was navigated. Like, there was just so much, like, I don't know, kind of like curiosity, I guess, but also confusion and, like, trying to figure things out through all of it. Because Liam and Louis end up being soulmates, but you don't even find that out until, like, halfway through for sure. I feel like that's about when we find out. But, They're platonic, and it's because Liam is Arrow Ace, and it's just really lovely, kind of seeing them, like, just openly express that platonic love, and yet seeing the confusion of all of their, like, friends and family, and what they assume that means with them being soulmates, but like also them trying to figure out what it actually means for them, because they've grown up together and they are still growing up together, because they find out at the age of 15, so it's quite young. At 15, I think it's 15. Anyway, it's quite young. And so like they share their first kiss together, and they kind of have like, there's coming out aspects in a few different ways. It's just such a cool concept and a really interesting exploration of a concept that I hadn't really considered, which was like Arrowace characters in soulmate pairings and what exactly that means and the way that it might be handled by characters in that kind of a setting. Like obviously soulmates in the way that they're explained and, you know, and the way that they exist in these fics doesn't really exist in real life, but you know, it's just those kinds of connections can be felt. I think that there's a reason that there's so many stories involving soulmates, and I think it's because we can feel that kind of a deep connection with people. And so kind of navigating what it might look like for somebody who's Arrowace, it was really interesting and it was really beautiful, and I just really loved it. And once again, this writer, their usage of like the complex emotions and the way that they communicated that through the writing, it was just really beautiful. And just it had a depth of feeling once again that just it felt right and natural as you were reading it, but maybe you don't necessarily expect from a platonic soulmate's fic. I don't know. It was just really good, you guys. It was a really, really wonderful setting of just everything to do with the soulmate's aspect, as well as that friendship and the way that it changed things and yet allowed them to stay the same. It was wonderful. It was really cool. And so that Lilo friendship was just really beautiful to read and kind of see them question and take part in and worry about, but at the same time also like come to accept and understand maybe a little bit more what it means for them. So I just really, really loved it. So that's all that I have for you for June's list. Thank you so much for joining me and for listening to me ramble on a bit about all of these wonderful fics that I just really thoroughly enjoyed. I hope that you have been able to find a new fic that you might be able to go out and read and enjoy yourself. But as always, please be sure to leave kudos, nice comments, and recommend these fics to others as well who you think might enjoy them, so that you can give thanks to the author in that way for the sharing of their words for free. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you have a wonderful July, and I will see you in about a month.